Good Monday morning, folks. How is everyone doing on this beautiful April 8th, the day of the solar eclipse that's going to roll through southern Ontario and is going to roll through eastern Canada today? And so, is that the reason why we're late? No, we're late because, well, I'm ever late, Rick. I'm late for everything. I'll be late for my own funeral. Anyhow, all right, Rebecca, you go ahead with your intro and then we'll get back into what we're going to talk about.
Okay. Gotta have my music.
All right. Now you have your music. Now.
Okay.
Take her away.
From the banks of the Avon, welcome to Black Sheep Rebranded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares insights on life, living, and how to keep things... Well, we won't say balanced today. How to keep things copacetic.
Moving
and adapting.
Oh, yes.
And now, here's Rick.
Well, it's not just me today. It's Sherry as well, because Sherry has taken off. The second this is posted, which, folks, we had to, because, again, we've talked about, you know, selling properties and trying to move up to Heron County and all this stuff. And so, frantically, this morning, it was, oh, my God, we tore the office apart. It was in 15,000 pieces. Desks were in no ability to be used. All the equipment was tore apart. Literally, we had to build the office this morning. And is that poor planning? Yes. Is that because Rick tends to bite off more than he can chew? Yes. Is that because, well, that's just Rick? Apparently so. So, Sherry, Rebecca, what do y'all think about getting out the door here and going to see the solar eclipse? Because you know what? I'm kind of excited about it.
I am too.
I can't wait.
It's been since 1979 since we've had an eclipse like this.
Wow.
So, yeah, I saw a bit of a partial solar eclipse down in the States when I was trekking back maybe 10 years ago. Maybe not quite that, maybe 8 years ago. And yeah, I saw there was a partial eclipse and it was cool. You could definitely tell that second, because it only lasted for a few seconds, that it actually went to almost darkness, but it didn't actually go dark. And so I think it's going to be very cool to see the videos and photos and everything else, what's going to happen. Because even if it's cloud cover, one of the things to keep in mind is all the animals. Mm-hmm. Right? Like the animals are tuned to their day being a certain length. And so, anyhow. Go ahead.
And there's supposed to be like effects on energy currents and that sort of thing happening throughout the eclipse, which the animals also pick up on, is my understanding. Some of them are terrified of it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. However, I have no idea what kind of energy currents we're talking about, nor do I know which animals are affected. So I'm not much help on it, unfortunately.
Well, we are Homo sapien. We are an animal. We are affected. It'll be interesting to see, accidents, motor vehicle accidents, delays in traffic, all the stuff that goes with it. Yeah, because everybody's looking for this absolutely perfect place to be. And folks, keep in mind, all you got to do is be on the side of the road. Like you don't, throw on your four ways. It's going to be dark. Get as far or as close to the center line as possible and then enjoy. And people are going to have this magical idea in their head and they're going to have this delusion. They're going to run with it. What do you think of that, Rebecca?
I think it's going to cause chaos for a little bit.
No.
You don't think so?
No. You know why? A is cloudy.
Okay.
So here in Southern Ontario, a lot of people are going to go, I'm not going to even leave. I'm not going to go do anything. So that's number one. Number two, it is a work day. And so there are people who are going to be working, can't go anywhere. Right? They could call in sick or dead or something else.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's going to be a lot of people. And I'm throwing Rebecca under the bus, not intentionally trying to be mean, but just to say Rebecca is a perfect example of looking for that ultimate magic moment. And that ultimate magic moment, when it doesn't happen, then it's like, oh. And so, Rebecca, how do you envision the solar eclipse?
I don't know. dark.
Well,
you can, like, they'll be in phases, but I hear it's supposed to be over pretty quickly.
Depends on where you are.
Yeah.
There's
it's like 4 minutes of total darkness if you're in the ideal place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So there.
That's not very quick.
No, I didn't realize that it was going to be that long.
It's fairly long. And if you have the right glasses and the right setup, you have an incredibly eerie view because you can see just the aurora. Halo. Yeah, just the aurora around the sun with a big black center.
So I remember the last time I saw a partial eclipse, which was just, you know, very, very, like it was partial. And yet you could see, zoom in, you could see the aurora, the plasma blowing off the sun.
Oh, wow.
Which was very, very cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's your romantic, because you are a romantic, you are a hopeful for whatever it is that you think is going to happen. So what do you think is going to happen today? Because we're going to do your romantic, your whatever view of, you know, the hopefulness of life. And then we're going to do Sherry's scientific, pragmatic, and then we're going to do mine.
Okay. Well, it's going to be nice and sunny. You can see the sun. And then all of a sudden, you see the shadow come across the sun. And you're going to be there holding hands. And just for the magic of it, you know, like you're like, oh, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And then it goes dark as the, yeah.
All right. And that's our sound engineer's, you know, take on, because again, she's always looking for the fairy tale. She's always looking for, as you know, she said, every holding hands, it's the aurora, it's the beauty of it all. Okay, Miss Pragmatic Scientist.
I'm not sure how pragmatic I am on this one.
Well,
but I have seen pictures. I have, I've actually seen an eclipse before because I did see the one in 79. And it was less than I thought it would be. If I remember correctly. I mean, I was 13 at the time. I wasn't exactly old, but I also wasn't a young child. And I did look at the sun, but because of the way the sky was, the partial cloudiness, it wasn't a clear aurora around it. But I do remember it going dark, which was really kind of spooky because it was middle of the day. And then it got light again, and it was just kind of weird. But it is one of those really fascinating scientific things that apparently the Earth is the only planet in the solar system that experiences total eclipses of the sun. Isn't that freaky? Like, there's no other planet where the moon gets between the planet and the sun to create an eclipse.
I'm not surprised.
Why are you not surprised?
Distance from the sun. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. And number two, the relative size of the moon to the Earth. And if you look at all the other planets, relative size of their moons to their planet, their planets dwarf the moons significantly.
That's true.
And so, you know, if you take like Titan, people always think about going to Titan.
Let's go to Jupiter and experience Titan.
Root for the Titans on Titan, orbiting Jupiter or Saturn. Saturn.
Oh, is it Saturn? Sorry.
Yeah, Saturn, I think.
Anyways, I got them mixed up. But yeah, it is. I think it's supposed to be about the size of the Earth. Is that not right?
I think it is, yeah.
And both Saturn and Jupiter are massive by comparison.
Oh yeah, you look at, you know, the ball we're on. Yeah, it's incredible.
Mm-hmm. So this is a one in a solar system type experience, not just once in a million Earth experiences. It's once in a solar system.
Wow.
Does that make it even more romantic?
Yes, it does.
Shows how special we are here on Earth.
Wow.
Everybody lined up the celestial bodies just for us.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That was back in the day when the sun circled the Earth.
And the Earth was right, the sun. That's right, too.
So is that your scientific take on what we're going to do? We're going to go out there. We're going to see this celestial body that's once in a lifetime, mm-hmm. once in a solar system.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's one of those things you just have to experience. And I think it is something that we can all take a little bit different stuff away from it. And I'm curious, after it happens, the comments from everybody in this room and what they felt, what they experienced.
Well, so Cousin Scott from California drove from California up, I think, into Montana or up into Idaho, maybe, because there was a solar eclipse that went through there. And so they drove like endlessly to go up there and to see that. And you know, I talked to him about it, and I talked to him while he was on the road after leaving it. I just happened to have called him, and because I didn't know he was going to be there. And it was so earth-shattering. It was so incredible. It blew his mind so much that I said to him, well, what was it like? He said, you wouldn't believe the damn traffic. I am stuck here in traffic. I need to have something to eat. I cannot believe this. I got to go to the washroom. There is traffic. We aren't moving. We're on this little tiny... Oh, I cannot believe this. Oh, my good God. No, Scott. Okay, but how was the solar eclipse? No. It was... Rick, you cannot believe the traffic. Like, you know, I've tracked all over North America, and this is unseen. Oh, word. That was the solar eclipse of, I don't know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, that rolled through parts of the United States.
So can you imagine what it will be like in Niagara Falls today? I can't.
Chaos.
Mm-hmm.
It's only chaos if you're there.
Exactly.
Yes.
And if you're not there, you're not in the chaos.
No, but you can read about it later.
Oh, my goodness.
From a safe distance.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to hear. I can't imagine that if you're in a crowd like that, that you'd have quite the same experience as if you are more or less on your own.
I'm really surprised that you haven't lowered your mic, like, because that thing in the middle of the pole, it actually loosens off.
I did lower it down.
Yeah.
I thought I lowered it to the right spot.
Yeah. It looks like you're super uncomfortable.
Oh, no. It's because I'm trying to hold it steady because if I let go of it, it bounces all over the place.
Okay, folks. So Sherry's struggle with the microphone today is indicative of the day, because I think there's going to be a lot of people struggling with their expectations, with the reality, with what it is that's going to happen. And there's going to be lots of people who are going to, you know, want to, you know, talk about this for a long time to come potentially. But the reality is that, you know what, folks, it is not a once in a lifetime event as the news says it. Because as I just said, I witnessed a partial eclipse a few years ago down when I was trucking in the States. Scott witnessed a solar eclipse out west. The next solar eclipse is actually in Western Canada. So it is a once in a lifetime for it to be an eclipse over your hometown. It is not a once in a lifetime event, period. You will be able to go out there and find another solar eclipse. And so the reason why I'm wrapping this up is for your mental health. Because again, people, take the time. Assess, reassess, really think about it, because you're going to hear this hype. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. This is a once in a lifetime. If you miss this thing, you might as well just die, because the world is going to end. It is going to be horrible. How can this possibly be? When in reality, folks, and I say this with all sincerity, when in reality, this is a once in a lifetime that it goes over top of your house. This is not a once in a lifetime that you can ever see it again. So before you get all caught up in the news and you get all caught up in the weather network and you get all caught up in everything else in the world, they should be actually, you know, giving the news accurately so that people don't get all spun. Because I know a few people who really want to see it today. They say they have to work. They say they're going to fake their own death. so that they can go see it, because this is, quote unquote, a once in a lifetime event. And these are the things that, unfortunately, people get caught up in their own heads. The romance, the stupidity, the irony. Are we going to go out with some cameras when this thing gets posted? Absolutely. Are we going to see if we can get some shots? Yep. It's no different than, for me, no different than going to an air show. It's predictable. You can put it in the calendar. You can do something about it. You want to see the next one? Put it in your calendar. Head out west. Put yourself a motel room. Just drive out there. Camp in the back seat of your car. Do whatever it is. But they will occur again. And so before you get too caught up in all the majesty and all the imagination and all the other stuff that goes with it, I'm not trying to rain on your parade. This is a once in a lifetime for it to go over top of your household, for where you currently live. That is perhaps. So Indianapolis, all the people sitting in Indianapolis listening to this, you guys are right dead in the path of this. You guys are going to have like 4 minutes of total darkness. And for the city of Indianapolis, just like the ship that was named the Indianapolis, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event for the city, for it to go over top of the city, not for you as a person. So stop taking the news and everything else that goes with it and going, oh my God, this is a once-in-a-lifetime, because it's not. So again, do me a favor, folks. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the travel if you're going to. And you know what? Be safe. Hey, folks. Again, Rick Sherwood here from Black Sheep Rebranded. Again, from Sherry, Rebecca, and myself, we thank you so very much for tuning into this very late Monday podcast. I'm going to see if we can squeak out another podcast today, or not today, but later on this week. That'll just drop randomly. And we'll talk about what we did and what we saw today in the solar eclipse. And we'll talk about the romantic view that Rebecca had. And we'll talk about the scientific once-in-a-lifetime that Sherry already saw in 1979. So apparently it wasn't a once-in-a-lifetime. Even though it was a once-in-a-lifetime, words right out of her mouth. And again, everybody be safe out there, because you know what? You know, the song says, people are crazy, beer is good, God is great. Right? God is great. Beer is good. People are crazy. Those are actually the direction of the words. So those crazy people, they're all out there driving today. So everybody try to be safe and have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful solar eclipse day.